Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As we've been hearing this morning, rallies were held in virtually every major city across the U.S. this weekend in response to the Florida verdict finding George Zimmerman not guilty in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. That includes the city of Boston, where some 500 people demonstrated in Dudley Square in Roxbury last night. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
A racially diverse crowd applauded and chanted as dozens of speakers took turns with a megaphone to voice outrage and to call for action.
Only in America would a young black man be put on trial for his own murder. It was not George Zimmerman on trial, it was Trayvon Martin on trial.
Kyrie Peterson-Smith is a graduate student from Dorchester. He said those who believe the justice system made a mistake are wrong. The system was designed for precisely this outcome, he said.
You can think I made a mistake if you've ignored the past 400 years, because this has been happening to us for a long time. The law is not for us. It is against us. It was never for us. This has never been a democracy for us. We have to fight for our rights.
Many spoke with anger and about the difficult task of turning that anger into constructive action. Many also spoke about their frustrations with the country's gun laws. And some, such as Leandra Hawksworth of Chelsea, spoke about the African-American community's own responsibility for failing to press its case strongly enough before the death of Trayvon Martin.
The system has not just failed him, we have too. Because why are we here now? We should have been here. We should have been here a long time ago before this even happened.
One woman, Janine St. Louis of Roxbury, said the rally provided a good opportunity for the diverse crowd to come together and vent. But what she'd really like to see...
You know what would really be a change? What would really, I think, give some people hope, especially people of color, is if white people did a rally like this in their own communities. Like, we know what's going on. We don't need people coming here telling us what we see every day. Now, if they did this same kind of rally in Wellesley or, you know, Newton or any of those places, well, they need to hear it.
After well more than an hour of speeches, the crowd set off to march up Malcolm X Boulevard to the Ruggles MBTA stop and back. They were escorted by police, but as night fell, the event ended as it had begun, peacefully. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.